In this audio, we cover the vocabulary words in Ross lessons 16, 17, and 18. Ross 16, 17, and 18. The vocabulary for Ross lesson 16 is found on page 129. This is section 16.5. Let's recite the words first. Harag, Yalad, Shafat, Chatzi, Kise, Levav, or Lev, Melacha, Malka, Panim, Oyev, Ka'asher. All right, so Harag is to kill or slay. Yalad, to bring forth, bear or beget. This is related to the word Yeled, which you learned earlier. Yeled is a child, so you yalad a yeled. Shafat, to judge or govern, and the participle form of shafat is shofet, one who judges, a judging one. So remember that in Hebrew, to shafat, to judge, doesn't necessarily mean to take the role of an actual judge in a court. A judge is really someone who brings about justice. And so in the Hebrew Bible, in the book of Judges, these local deliverers were also referred to as judges. Sometimes they took on judicial functions. Sometimes they were just making things right. And in the case of Israel, they were delivering Israel from their oppression. Chatzi is half. So I often think of cutting something in half. So chatz sounds like cuts. Kiseh, throne or chair. The plural is kisot, kisot. Levav, lev. This is heart. And in Hebrew, the heart is the control center for life. So it doesn't necessarily mean the emotions, although it can involve the emotions. But it's really where the thinking, willing, and affections are. The pronominal suffix is added will cause lev to become closed and unaccented with a dagesh forte dropping into the bait. So my heart is libi, as you see here in your textbook, libi. Melacha is service, work, mission. The construct feminine singular here is melechet, melechet. And notice the aleph in these forms is quiescent. There's no vowel pointing under them. And his work or labor is melachto, melachto. The next word, malka, is a feminine word. It's queen, so it's the feminine version of melech, melech. Melech and malka, king and queen. Panim, face. This noun is always plural. So just like chayim is life, always plural, but we translate it singular. So with panim, it's not faces, but face. You can add the pronominal suffixes to the form and a lamed in front of it, the preposition, and you would get to the face of someone, which would mean in front of, before, in the side of someone. So lifne Adonai would be before the Lord, in the side of the Lord. Lifanav, before him. Now, the last two forms, oyev, is a word that means enemy. This is a participle in form. You see the OA vowel pattern. So enemy. And ka'asher is the conjunction when or as. It's the preposition kaf plus the relative particle asher. So that's lesson 16. The vocabulary for lesson 17 is found on Ross page 134. This is section 17.6. Let's recite the verbs first. Darash, Karath, Machar, Kavar, Saraf, Shavat, Shamar. Nouns, Achoth, Barith, Kever, and then Chacham. All right, so Darash, to seek, inquire, examine. Karath, to cut or cut off. I often think of a karate chop. and karat is to cut. So a karate chop would certainly cut something. This verb is used frequently in the expression karat berith, to cut a covenant, which means to make a treaty or to initiate a covenant. Mahar, to sell. If you need some cash, you can sell makar, right? Sell makar. Kavar, to bury. Saraf, to burn. Shavat, to cease or rest. And the noun shabbat, Sabbath, is related to this verb. Shamar, to keep, guard, or watch. Achot is the feminine noun sister. Berith is the word for covenant. It's feminine. No, there's no comma te here, but there is a final tav. Kever is grave, and this noun is related to the consonantal roots in the verb kavar. Kof, beit, resh, to bury. Kever, with a kof, beit, resh, a grave. And then finally, chacham. This is the adjective wise or skillful. All right. That's 17. The vocabulary for lesson 18 is on page 140. This is section 18.5. Let's recite these words. Lakach, Malach, Rachav, Evan, Chutz, Chesed, Midbar, Mishkan, Erev, Peri, Ba'avur, Kohain. Now, Lakach is to take or to receive. Malach, to be king or to become king, to reign or to rule. You can see the MLK root, Mem Lamed Kaf. Think of Martin Luther King, MLK. And the word Melech has the MLK as well, or the noun king. Rahav is to ride. Evan is a feminine noun. It looks masculine, but this is feminine. Stone or rock. Notice the plural form also looks masculine plural. Avanim, but it is still feminine. Chutz is outside. Outside. Chesed, loyal love or loving kindness. This word is frequently used in the Hebrew Bible to refer to that quality of God in terms of his love, his mercy, or his loving kindness toward those that he has a covenantal relationship with. Midbar, wilderness, desert. Mishkan, tabernacle, or dwelling place. Erev, evening. And so we have Laila, which is night. Erev, evening. Peri is fruit. And then Ba'avur is a preposition for the sake of or because of. So this will be followed by a noun. So for the sake of David, Ba'avur David. Or we could attach a pronominal suffix to this. Ba'avuri would be for the sake of me, for my sake. Kohain is the noun priest. It's actually a participle in form. Again, you can see the O-A, holum seri, pattern of the participle for the kal. And that is priest.